Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by, from an undisclosed location, Rich Stambolian.
Good morning from my missile silo.
What's going on? Your missile silo, live in Flushing, Queens, New York. Any update you could give us from there?
It looks like it's beautiful outside. We've been lied to by the fucking weather for the last 3 days, I'm really pissed off about it because my wife's off. We're like, oh, we're going to do stuff at home. It's going to be raining. And all of a sudden you wake up every single day and it's gorgeous out. So now it's like, it kind of screwed, you know what I'm talking about? It kind of screwed everything up. Like, you're planning for rain, you're planning for all this shit. And I don't know. The weather's fucking me up.
My allergies have been brutal. That New York allergy. Yeah. My car is black, so as soon as I go outside, it's just covered. My car is green right now. In whatever the hell, pollen or whatever. A lot of wrestling to talk about. So again, we had another, this was the end, right? This was the final afternoon Raw.
Yes.
That was for our producer to quickly say yes or no, and he failed me.
I miss it. I don't think, I don't think he pays attention.
No, I mean, he's staring at my soul right now. Look at him. You can't even see him. I could see him. Just staring
at him.
My soul.
I'm looking at him. I don't know what he's looking at. He looks like he's looking at your crotch.
I think so. Dude.
Don't turn those eyes on me.
My eyes are up here, okay? My eyes are up here. Where do you want to go, Rich? Because I want to talk about last night's Raw, because they did some pretty unique stuff. There was the big story of the show was two major things. The opening segment was great, and that ending of that Gunther match was fantastic.
Let's go into it.
But I also I promise you guys, I will talk about the AEW streaming numbers story that was put out last night. I want to add to this, so we'll get to it. But let's talk about Raw last night.
Did you enjoy it thoroughly?
Well, I did, because once again, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm sitting in my office in Midtown Manhattan, and that's the time that I am done. I'm done, right? Round three, finishing up on Monday, right? Because I leave a little early on Monday. It was great. I put Raw on, and everybody in my office was watching, so that was fun.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so I thought it was a lot of fun. Obviously, the big story was Cody and Cena. They did a great job in that opening segment.
Oh, forget it. And that segment went long, too. It was almost, a half an hour, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, 20-something minutes. Cena and Cody come out. Their chemistry, number one, is unbelievable. I think it's just because they're so buddy-buddy in real life, right? Really fantastic chemistry. Who'd have thought that this was the rivalry that we needed going into WrestleMania?
We talk about this, every single week for years. Mm-hmm. Was that on our Cody opponent from the following WrestleMania a year ago?
No. I don't know. I honestly.
Who are we were talking about Punk, right? We said Punk, maybe again Roman, maybe Rock. We never said Cena, and they've obviously pivoted to this. I liked this Cena. I thought this was a much better promo than the you fans suck. You saw so much aggression from both of them. It was very much covered in truth, the promos.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's break it down, right?
Yeah.
A lot of shots were fired between both of them, right? And listen, this is the best part about WrestleMania season, where I feel like this is the stuff that you just gobble up. Right.
Yeah.
Like last year was the story stuff. And this year it's, heel John Cena. So Cody's saying it must bother John Cena that he's facing Stardust in his last WrestleMania match. Wow. Fantastic.
I thought there were so many good moments here. Cena said that he worked too hard to make the WWE Championship a symbol of mastery, but now it's being carried by someone who's mediocre. I thought that was such a great line.
Yeah. Tough.
A symbol of mastery. Cena also made a career out of building empires for billionaires, while all Cody has ever done is take money from the son of a billionaire. Another
little
great
digs,
line.
Man.
Another great little line. Digs. Cody yeah. said, you know who chose me? They chose me. Can you say the same, John? Or was it one guy in an office who chose you who isn't here anymore and we don't talk about him? Another
so
fantastic line. You know, I like this pivot, right?
Shots
this
fired.
was a good pivot. They even brought up Dwayne. They said, you know, you sold out to
the... call Dwayne. Yeah.
People get very upset. People get very upset when I call him Dwayne.
People get mad.
People get mad. I don't know why, but they do. He brought up, you know, but which one of us sold out to The Rock? This was great. And at the end, you know, Cena's leaving. Looks like he's about to attack him. He says no. He goes to get him, but he gets a crossroads, and that's how the segment ends.
Well, also, the you can't wrestle chant where that Cody brought up, which is great, because they never brought that up before in a promo, right?
Yeah.
Number one, I love the fact that he delivered a crossroads to Cena. I feel like they definitely, like, you were shocked because yesterday you were like, oh, they touched before the match, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they needed to because Cena is so big and meaty that I feel like they were like, can you hit the crossroads on this guy and make it look good? Right?
It looked good.
It looked good. Like, he's so big and stiff, you know? Like, Cena does not strike me as a very flexible man.
Let me ask you this. And we'll leave this to the audience too, right?
Yeah.
I can't hear out of my ear. This ear is shot, dude. I can't hear a thing anymore.
Oh, no. Get the wax out of your ears.
It's not wax. Potatoes.
Get the potatoes out of your ears.
When John came back as a bad guy, as a heel,
yeah.
I was like, oh, they got to change his outfit. Now, I don't want them to. It fits perfectly that he's a bad.
Yeah.
He fits perfectly as a bad guy now.
Yes.
He's a middle-aged, bitter, angry man that doesn't agree with today's time by what's happening. I think that's good. He's turned on the fans. He's telling, you know, the champion, I built this. I mean, he's doing the Hogan thing, you know. I paved the road for you to become world champion. Great stuff.
But also not cartoony. I feel like the thing that people don't talk about with Hogan is that, like, this guy was still the biggest cartoon on the planet.
Even when he was a bad guy. Yeah, even when he was a bad guy, he was still the biggest cartoon.
Yeah, which is interesting, you know, like that little note right there when he was the third guy in the NWO, right? He was the NWO catalyst.
Yeah.
Still an over-the-top cartoony heel where you had the two coolest guys on the planet next to him, you know?
To bring him down, to bring down the cartoon a little.
But with Cena, it's like he's not, excuse me, he's not a cool guy, but this is the least cartoony he's been, right?
Yeah.
So the other thing that I thought was cool was what you reacted to yesterday. I'm losing my voice. What you reacted to yesterday was Cody hits him with the crossroads and then does the two sweets and the Bullet Club stuff. Can we read into that a little bit as a double?
I thought that was great. I thought that was another, you know, little tongue in cheek wink and a nod, you know, and I like that. I like when they do stuff like that. It's not as, a lot of stuff, the criticism of Cody is, and everything John said was a fair criticism of Cody. He's too stiff. He's too polished, right? Those were the things that were said about him. His promos are a little bit too rehearsed, but it worked so well here. Everything about this was great. I really enjoyed it. We also had, here's the other thing, and I want to ask you, like, what's the option now for WrestleMania? Does Cody have to lose and John has to win?
We've been saying this for the last couple of weeks. I think in an interesting turn would be Cody going heel on John Cena.
And then that makes John Cena look like an idiot once again, you know?
Right, and it makes John Cena look like a dummy. Cody retains as a heel. Because I feel like, I don't know, man, like, we never... Here's two things, right? And I want to know your thoughts on this, too. So yeah. We never thought they were going to turn John Cena heel. Number one.
20. Right? Yeah. I mean, it was at the end now, right? Like I always like had in the back of my mind, like, oh, maybe they can, maybe they should, but it's his retirement tour. You don't do that on a retirement tour.
Right. A lot of stuff that you don't quote unquote do. The other thing that is in the annals of wrestling lore is that you quote unquote never beat Ric Flair's record. Like nobody could do that because it's like this, the higher than high accolade that this person has. Right. What if they do it? Do you think that they're
going to? They're
going
to have to, because even Randy's a 15-time world champion. He's going for 15 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I years ago, they had the idea of having between Hunter. It was supposed to be between Hunter, Randy, and Cena. This was told like way long ago to me. I guess it was when did Triple H win the title the last time? 2016?
Oh man, when was that?
2016 Royal Rumble. I was told around then that they were playing with this idea of, you know, who are the guys that have had the title the most. And at that time, I think it was Edge, right? Edge, Triple H, Orton,
yeah,
and Cena. And obviously Edge was out at that point. He wasn't coming back. But they were playing with the idea of who's going to get it first, and maybe they could build something that way. We had spoken about this, and obviously it didn't happen. But I think if you have Cena get it, and Randy's following it, is chasing it, you could build a really interesting story here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I do.
And we're
like
going to get that match. We're going to have to.
Your main event stuff in WWE now is pretty great, I got to say. You know, like, it's fun to watch. It's engaging. I think Randy versus whoever it is going to be fun, you know, like, but do you want Randy Cena or do you want Randy versus a heel Cody?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's a good one,
you know, because Randy, even though Randy, I feel like, is the best career heel, he's been right. This is his best version of being a babyface in ages.
I despise him as a babyface, but this is so much better. He's like, you know,
it really is.
And I think part of the issue here is, you know, think about it, right? He has kids now. He has stepkids.
Yeah.
He's married. He's calmed down. He's in his 40s. He's not the same 20-year-old Randy Orton that's, you know, ribbing you in the back.
Right, destroying toilets
luggage.
In a hotel or something.
Yeah. Dump shitting in a luggage bag. You know, I don't think that's happening right now.
Right. You know, he seems like a cool guy who just wants to play Elden Ring all day.
So there was some other cool stuff that happened on the show. We saw Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate returned. First time in 9 months. New Catch Republic. They lost to the New Day. This was awesome. Gunther, Jimmy Uso.
Yes.
Gunther, it was pretty much a squash match.
Mm-hmm.
He attacked him after the match, so Jay comes in and runs in. They zip-tied Jay to the ropes. Jimmy's getting beat up. He is bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
Gunther has his blood all over him, in his mouth, all over his face. He's just, was this the most bloody that they've done? When is the last time they did this on Raw to this extent?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, it's had to have been years. Say like
that's the question. When is the
Brock
last
Lesnar
time
thing?
On Raw? When is the last time we saw blood? Last time we saw blood on Monday Night Raw.
I feel like it was sooner than we think. Maybe last year. Maybe 2023.
Deliberately.
You know, and for some reason I keep thinking it was like a Brock Lesnar segment. I don't know why.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Punch somebody in the forehead. Yeah.
I mean, I think of that, right? Like, oh, yeah, you could bleed, but you got to do it this way.
Right.
You know, it's so ridiculous.
But that was a good setup for Mania, good bloody segment. Like, you know, Jay's definitely winning that belt, right?
I don't know. Unless you have Gunther really, you know, you're trying to build him as the dominant guy. I don't know what happened here. I do feel like this story over the last couple of weeks slowed down. I think Gunther's been fantastic, but there's so many moving parts. So many things are getting mixed here.
Such a good heel. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought Indy Darling Walter would turn out to be one of the biggest champs in this company, and also just what a heel.
Just also remember this. Do you remember they used to say, oh, yeah, he'll never go. He'll never go to WWE because he doesn't want to live in America. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll never go there full time because he doesn't want to live in America and he wants to stay in Europe. He'll never go there. The dude went there.
Look at him go.
And look at that boy go. He lost all that weight and he looks incredible and he's a menace still. Rock made Cody bleed. Yeah. So it was last year. Rock made Cody bleed.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
That is right.
Right before WrestleMania. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and before that, who knows? I couldn't remember if that was on another show or that was on Raw. Yeah.
That was on Raw. That was when Rock was yelling at the camera guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the show.
He was drinking Taramana.
Yeah, that's when he drove drunk.
Yeah. I mean, he did. He chugged his Taramana and got in the freaking car. Mm-hmm. Judgment Day. Dominic and Finn Balor versus Braun Breaker and Penta. Breaker spears Penta by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
What word is that?
Incidentally.
Why incidentally?
Instead of accidentally, he put incidentally.
Yeah, what word is that? He speared Penta, leading to the victory. This was the first time that Penta was pinned. And obviously, this is leading into something for that title with Penta and Balor and Dominic and
ladder
Breaker.
Match. Give me a ladder match.
Yeah, you know what? Those guys would be great in that. I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? This is a really good IC program, right? This is an old school, like 1999, 1998, 2000 level of having the IC title with, these are all breakouts. You know, Dominic obviously is a breakout in that upper mid card. Finn Balor obviously is who he is. Braun Breaker's coming up. Penta, they're establishing. So this match is exactly what that IC title should be. Guys on absolutely. That upper mid that are going to break through to the other side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you wouldn't. And listen, like, let's say Jay wins that belt, right? Or Gunther retains that belt, right? Every single guy in this match, you would want to see that future match with either Gunther or Jay, right? You want to see Braun Breaker versus Jey Uso for the title. You want to see Penta versus somebody for the title. You want to see Finn Balor get that glory again. And you want to eventually see Dominic with one of the major belts, right?
Yeah. He's going to get something. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, but he's too good. And he's loved in that company. He's very, always positive about Dominic.
So let's do a little fantasy booking here.
Okay.
Let's say you get this big WrestleMania match for the IC belt. It's a four-way, it's a ladder match, whatever the hell it is, right? Let's say Dominic wins that IC belt, right? Could that possibly be the end of Judgment Day? Because I feel like Judgment Day's starting to really slow down a little bit.
I think this is leading to that Finn Balor stuff with him, with Dominic.
Yes.
So they will probably break that up. I mean, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it lives.
Yeah. So her and Raquel could be their own Judgment Day, the tag team known as Judgment Day.
I guess. And then Dominic, too, and that's their thing. Dominic and Liv take it over. I mean, they could do that. Yeah.
I really enjoyed the next segment. AJ Styles calls out Logan Paul.
This is going to be a fantastic match at WrestleMania.
How do you feel about Logan Paul? What does Andrew think?
I don't dislike him. I know there are people I'm only talking about his wrestling. I don't listen to his show.
Right.
It's not my thing.
With regards to strictly him being in WWE, not the outside. Not.
Yeah, I don't know much about him on the outside. I will tell you, he's a remarkable athlete. He's a good boxer. He's an incredible wrestler. He's very easy to dislike, and you want that in a heel. But I think everything he's done has been really great. I mean, have you seen him have a bad match? No.
No, I think that's such a surprising thing where WWE made an insanely good decision with Logan Paul.
Well, I think they were shocked because, you know, obviously at first it was like, oh, wow, brand synergy. He's so popular. He's our exact key demo that we want. He's pop culture.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, man, he doesn't wrestle like a celebrity. He wrestles like a wrestler.
It's really insane.
And also, I don't think that's ever happened. That has never happened to this extent. I mean, Bad Bunny was a lot of fun. He was great, but he was still, you know, playing the part of like, oh yeah, I'm just a celebrity doing this.
Right.
And also
like the most popular musician on the planet.
I'm also the most popular musician on the planet. I think Stephen Amell came close.
Yes.
But even him, right? Like, okay, you know who else did this? What's his name? Former WCW World Heavyweight Champion, David Arquette.
Yeah.
He actually tried to, like, he was doing the indies, and he still was wrestling like a celebrity becoming a wrestler. If you don't have that natural ability, you're going to look off. Logan Paul does not look off. He looks like he's been doing this for years, and that's his main job.
It's wild. And also, that finisher that he hit AJ Styles with, Marone. What a move.
I'm looking forward to this.
It's a little weird singing the praises of Logan Paul in WWE, but you know what? It is what it is, right?
Like, he's great.
Listen, this is going to be a good match. For anybody to go against him at WrestleMania, AJ Styles is the perfect opponent.
Yeah. Adam Pearce informs Chad Gable that Grande Americano will be competing in Minneapolis next week.
Good. Great. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Logan says he forgives AJ. We spoke about this. AJ says he forgives Logan for being a douchebag.
Yeah.
And then he hit him with the pulverizer. That's what you were talking about.
It's a good finisher, man.
Yeah. Women's World Championship. Special guest referee Bianca Belair, Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley. This was a cluster of an ending. Ended with a DQ. The story here is that Bianca kept getting involved, and after she was hit multiple times, she threw the match out. So this is going to lead to a three-way.
Great.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
SmackDown. Viewer declined. Viewership declined. The demo rate increase against NCAA tournament basketball. This is a very rough week for TV because everybody's very invested in the tournament. SmackDown did 1.35 million viewers on USA. You know, I watch with a VPN. So, and I'm very curious on how many other people did that. Its number's down from 1.45 the week prior.
I did. I also watched with a VPN because I wanted afternoon SmackDown.
Yeah, you wanted afternoon SmackDown. Now that's all I want. I don't want to watch any wrestling at night.
We're spoiled. I don't want wrestling at night. I want wrestling during the day. As soon as I wake up, just put wrestling on. Monday morning Raw.
Steve Austin, Bret Hart. The match from WrestleMania 13 is being inducted into the Hall of Fame as an immortal moment. So this is a new thing they're doing. I get this. You know, you're kind of, there's only a certain amount of wrestlers you could go through.
Right? I want to say that somebody in our group chat mentioned that UFC has done this or something, right?
Yeah, it's a UFC.
Okay, UFC does it. Okay.
But now I'm wondering, like, okay, so how many Hall of Fame rings is Hogan going to get? Because obviously him and Andre is going to be an immortal moment. Him and Dwayne is going to be an immortal moment.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, you could do so many of these where these guys are just going to have like 20 freaking Hall of Fame rings.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wild thing to think about because give me your top three matches that pop into your head as immortal moments.
Okay. Austin Rock, 17
first
or 19.
Okay. Not 15.
Not 15. No, 17 or 19. Undertaker, Shawn, either or.
Okay.
Right? Hell in a Cell.
Sure.
Foley and Undertaker. I mean, there's so many. This one, obviously, Bret Hart, Macho and
Steamboat.
Steamboat. Flair and Steamboat. Yeah. Flair and Sting. Flair and Vader. Flair and anybody.
Flair and Shawn.
Flair and Shawn. There's so many of these.
I think Flair and Shawn would be moved up the list just because of how old Flair is, you know, because you want both of them to get that. The I'm sorry, I love you Hall of Fame.
Do you know, what's really, really funny? The Razor Shawn ladder match.
Yeah.
You know what else was another one? Very underrated. The Triple H Rock ladder match. SummerSlam 98 at the Garden.
Yeah.
There's so many of these matches. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but I think adding different categories like this is a good idea. You know, they have like that Legends wing where it's, they do that. I think if you do this, it's kind of, allows you to have less people go in every year instead of like having this like huge laundry list of talent that you're going through, and you separate a little bit because you're going to need headliners every year.
Yeah. Also a good way to get Austin and Brett out for WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think that's going to be a cool little moment. Yeah.
Let's go into the story. I've been asked over the last 12 hours incessantly. So there was an article by, who wrote the article, MG? Was it BJ? Yes, BJ wrote the article for SC Scoops. It was about AEW's viewership on Max. And people have been asking, you know, this became a controversial conversation about how this is, you know, this is not accurate, or if it is accurate. So here's the story, and I'll give you my assessment based on people that I asked the last night and day. Combined with live cable numbers, this gives Dynamite an average of 1 to 1.2 million viewers per episode. The story is that they're getting about 500,000, give or take, per Dynamite on Max. According to the source, the show is averaging around 60 million minutes watched per show, with a deviation of plus minus 10 to 20%, depending on the episode and competition. Nielsen-style viewership numbers aren't necessarily important to streamers. The watch minute averages to 500,000 viewers per episode, live plus one. So that's live plus one. So it's one day. Live plus one.
Yeah.
Meaning this takes into account, it's a 24-hour period. Okay. I'm going to say, when I see that number seems very high to me.
Okay.
Okay. There are people that should know that number that I know personally that do not know that number.
Oh, interesting.
Again,
okay.
I'm not denying the story whatsoever because I don't know.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I also would like to know, how are they accounting this metric? Is this just any click? Is this, you know, 500,000 people clicked on this? Mm-hmm. Or how many people rewatched this? Could it be, you know, like, let's say, great example, the spiked bat. How many people went to Max to see that segment only?
Right, right.
I don't know. I don't know the accountability of this number. But I will tell you, you know, if you really, that Dynamite number is also not 650,000 viewers per episode. People need to remember that. That when you look at that Dynamite number, like, let's say 650, it's more around one to one. It's over a million. For cable alone, the cable viewership, or you know, with the DVR, if you do the plus seven or the plus three, whatever it is, however you're counting, I can't remember how they measure this. They're getting over a million viewers per episode. So if you were to account for this, like on a high end, AEW is getting 2 million viewers a week. I think that's a little high, because to be honest, their attendance does not reflect that to me. That's not saying that this number is not accurate. I think the question is going to be, how are you measuring this? Is this 500,000 viewers on Max? Now, I will tell you, it's not 500,000 people tuning into Max to watch this at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Okay. That is not happening. That is not the number.
Right. Okay.
And nobody should think that. There's no, I want to be very clear. Max, Dynamite on Max is not getting 500,000 people that say, it's 8 o'clock, let me tune this in.
Right, right, right.
You know, is this people coming and going? Is that a measurement? You know, like if I know, according to this, what they're doing is that they're taking the watch hours and then they're splitting it somehow.
Yeah.
And that's how they're coming out, or the watch minutes. So they're doing some sort of math here. You know, you could say whatever you want. I've always said these numbers really don't mean much. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about this, and I made it very clear based on conversations I've had with people at Max. I'll tell you, you want to get real numbers, you want to know how somebody feels about the product, you talk to a sales member. You talk to the sales team. You talk to high-level salespeople, and they are the ones that dictate how good and successful a show is, because if they could sell ads for you, that show's doing well. It's not a pain in the ass for them.
Right.
I've again, I'll say it again with this said, right? But do I believe a 500,000 people are viewing the entirety? No, that's not it at all. Could a 500,000 people throughout, you know, a 24-hour span click on that?
Sure. let's take a little microcosm of that. How do you watch Dynamite?
I'll tell you how I watch it. I watch it very differently each week. Sometimes I'm on the YouTube app. If I'm starting to watch on the train while I'm coming home, I'm watching on the YouTube app, on the YouTube TV app, and then I'm picking it up when I come home. Sometimes I'm watching it on Max. I want to see the experience on both, so I don't make one a habit.
Okay.
But that's a very odd way of watching. He watches with antennas. He puts it on his head, and he watches it right in here.
My third eye.
MG, how do you watch Dynamite?
Max. Pretty much
so
on
you're
Max.
Strictly on Max. Just on Max. Okay. So, like, not that I'm doing something similar to Andrew, but, like, if I'm in the living room, I'll watch it on cable. Right?
You want to know what happened to me?
Spectrum.
Yeah. So, the viewing habits, I mean, but again,
if I'm in my bedroom, I'll watch it on HBO.
Yeah. So, you do the same thing. You split it.
Yeah.
I think people need to look at this as what it is. Could a 500,000 people tune in at any given point and watch this? Sure. I think people are getting stuck on the number, and really that it doesn't
for no reason.
Yeah, I don't have any reason to doubt BJ on the story, and I think whoever told him this probably told him this, but I think there's key pieces of information missing here on how this metric is being done. My apologies, I'm sneezing here because my allergies are terrible.
Nice little audio dip there.
I have my dump button there.
I like your shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's two Italians from Brooklyn just fighting.
That's what I'm going to call you from now on. Barely legal Andrew Zarian.
Oh, yeah. I am barely legal. That was my first job. I don't know. That was a weird movie I was in. I'll tell you. I turned 18. They're like, there's this movie we need to cast you in.
And they were like, hell yeah, brother.
I don't know. They made me put on weird outfits. It was strange. you know, like when you look at these numbers, I think a lot of people are under the impression that this number represents, you know, people tuning in to watch, you know, 500,000 people are watching every week. And if that was the case, that'd be incredible. And you would see it reflecting on their attendance. Their attendance is growing. I think since going to smaller venues and the TV, they've obviously stabilized, and there's a growth period happening right now. Slow, but it's happening. But
I think so.
I don't want people to be confused by this, where it's now, you know, 500,000 people there and 500,000 there. So it's about 1,000,000 people are watching live every week. If that was the case, they'd be doing backflips.
Right. Do you think those Hammerstein shows helped that cause?
Yeah. I think it set the momentum. Yeah, it set the momentum. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun shows that, you know, and it was during Christmas, so like people were watching it and they were into it. I think it set some sort of momentum because those shows were fantastic. Yeah, they're going to the Masonic Temple in Detroit. That looks incredible.
That looks awesome. MG, are you going to go?
I don't know, but yeah, if that rumor is true, definitely I'll think about it for sure. Yeah. It's an hour away.
All right. Does that settle that? Does that explain what, you know, my thoughts on this viewership of a 500,000 on there? By the way, you know, can I talk to you about the complications of streaming? Last night, I wanted to watch the Mets, okay?
Yes, sure.
Do you know what a fucking debacle this is?
Yes.
Let me break this down.
Please.
I have YouTube TV, okay? I have YouTube TV. I don't have SNY.
Mm-hmm.
I did have SNY. I bought the SNY streaming last year. So if I couldn't watch it, I would watch on SNY. SNY now has merged with MLB.
Yep.
Because it is a in-market game, I'm blacked out from watching it on MLB. So now I got to pay them an extra $25 a month to watch it on MLB.
Yeah.
I pay that $25 a month to watch on MLB. Guess what happens? I'm blacked out. It doesn't update.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
I lost my mind. I'm like, why is this so complicated? Why can't I just watch this thing?
Yeah.
In market, I mean, out of market, insane.
I have cable. I have I have Spectrum, so I have SNY. I got New York One. And
I know. I don't. I have Fios. I don't have New York One.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, oh, so use a VPN. I did. I went and I logged in from, you know where? Michigan. Still didn't work.
It's the frame job.
Same didn't work. Also, you know, I apologize. You know, the Yankees front office saw my Persian clubs, and now they've totally ruined the game.
The torpedo bats.
No, they're did you, I mean, that thing is insane.
Did you watch the this is a little quick aside. Did you watch that effing Yankee game the other day on Saturday?
The 25 home runs.
Oh my God. I was at a bar out in Long Island, and I'm not a Yankee guy, but I'm friends with a huge Yankee fan, and I was texting him like, "Yo, are you watching this?" He's like, "This is fucking nuts."
Yeah, they're very good. They're not as good as the Dodgers, though.
Yeah, hey, listen.
The Mets had a good showing last night. Let's see. I'm curious what they do with these bats, because if everybody starts using these and everybody's nailing, I mean, the game is going to change.
Just dingers with them torpedo bats.
They hired these engineers to figure out how to gimmick the bats that fit in the regulation. It's wild. Really wild stuff. All right, where are we going?
Let's talk about Collision, I guess.
Yeah, and then we'll do Q&A.
Sure. Guys, get your questions ready. We're going
to... Oh, Dynasty. You want to go into Dynasty yeah. instead?
Let's do Dynasty.
Okay. Yeah,
let's do Dynasty, because Dynasty is coming up this Saturday night, the AEW pay-per-view. You have Ring of Honor World Championship mask versus title, Chris Jericho versus Bandido. So Bandido wins.
Bandido should win, yeah. It's a mask versus title, and I think Bandido having that title is way better than Chris Jericho right now.
Yeah. Unless Bandido is super effing handsome and they unmask him.
He pulls an Andrade. When everybody realized what a handsome guy Andrade is and why the hell is he wearing a mask?
Yeah, Andrade and even, what's his name from Elijo del Fantasma from in WWE.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, why is this guy under a mask? Andrade is the best example, though. Like, why is this guy under a mask? Like, he looks awesome.
Jess was, every now and then she gets tickled by something in wrestling, and she was very tickled by La Parca, and went down the story, I went down this whole really quick Mexican wrestling and what it's like, and I was like, oh yeah, and then like La Parca left and then he came back and it was an LA park, and it was La Parca versus LA park, but it's the same gimmick, and then the guy that won couldn't keep the gimmick, he had to go back to LA park. And like, I did the whole explanation. She was like, that is wild. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then the mask. I'm like, look at Andrade. Look at that handsome boy wearing a mask. Take it off. Yeah. Let's see that face.
So is this a handsome situation with Bandido? Is Bandido like just a chisel?
I don't know what he looks like. Maybe he's a beautiful boy.
Yeah. And
people don't know. It's Sunday, by the way, not Saturday, the pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. AEW World Trios Championship. Who do you think takes it? You think Bandido's going to take it?
I think Bandido takes it.
AEW World Trios Championship, the Death Riders, Pac, Wheeler Yuta, and Claudio versus Rated FTR, Cope and FTR. I think this is where the kerfuffle happens between FTR and Cope.
But where do they go, right? Do they both turn on Cope?
Or does Cope turn on them?
I don't know. I feel like this is going to be like a New Day ruse.
Okay.
Right. That's the feeling I have, that this is going to turn into one of those where they're like, OK, we're going to make it seem like, you know, FTR is breaking up. But in reality, they're turning on Cope. And then here comes Christian and they do something with him. You know, at the end of the day, even the one that you don't trust is the one that has your back or something like that, you know, about Christian and Edge.
Yeah. Yeah. They do like a Sammy Kevin Owens type thing. Or. Listen, Rated FTR takes those belts, and that's how you move Cope away from that main event title picture. Just have them defend trios, you know, which I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing that. AEW Women's Championship, Toni Storm versus Megan Bain. Toni Storm retains, right?
Toni has to retain, yeah. But now, you know, here's the question. Who's Toni's opponent at All In? That has to be a big one.
Mercedes,
you could do that.
Did you do the dance, MJ?
He's dancing.
Can I add something here real quick to this? So they're probably going to add some Owen Cup matches to this card to kind of round it out. And sure. I think the Mercedes match is going to probably be on here because I have a feeling she's winning that. That's just my gut. And that's the match at All In is Toni and Mercedes. That's the biggest match you could probably do for them, right? On the women's side.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's a big match. That's a really big match. And I would.
You know what I'd like to see?
Signs are falling. Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a ladies ladder match for that title. Put like six people in there. Toni Storm, Thunder Rosa. Toni Storm, Thunder Rosa. Megan Bain. Monet, Britt Baker, and maybe Statlander.
You know what? Maybe it's Britt. Maybe her and Britt.
You know, like, have we seen a ladies' ladder match in AEW yet?
Not for a title.
I think there was one.
No.
Not for a title, right? Okay.
Yeah. Kenny, Mike Bailey, Ricochet for the international title.
I'm going Mike Bailey for some reason. Even though I do want Kenny and Okada to unify those belts, I feel like they're gonna do something here.
I think that's where it's headed. It is gonna head to a unification.
Okay.
This may be match of the night because these guys are all great. And Jon Moxley, Swerve Strickland. I don't know where they go here.
I expect this to be a extremely bloody match for some reason.
I expect it to be a real, really bloody match. But how do you, if Swerve loses, does it hurt him? And how does this set up for All In? Because here's the deal. I unfortunately feel, and not unfortunately, I feel that it's going to be Jon Moxley going into All In as the heel versus. You know, his story's going to be, I went through everybody, and here's Will Ospreay, and Will Ospreay takes it.
I wouldn't mind that. I also wouldn't mind, truly, I wouldn't mind Swerve winning, but in my head, I feel like the way that, if I was going to book it, and this is my fantasy booking, if I was going to do it, I would have all of the Death Riders show up, and then you'll in your head, you'll be like, ah, great, he's going to lose because he's going to get his ass kicked, right?
Yeah.
All the Death Riders show up. They start wailing on Swerve. Hangman makes the save.
Oh, Hangman makes the save for Swerve.
Makes the save for Swerve. Swerve gets the pin, and then Hangman's like, if anybody's going to kick your ass, it's going to be me. And that's how you set up the next thing. I'm getting the Dwayne right now.
Yeah, I like that. Listen, I, you know, Swerve and Hangman would be another great match for that show.
Absolutely.
But I think it has to be Ospreay right now.
Okay.
I really think you got to go with Ospreay.
Is there another show before that? There has to be, right?
Before what? There's Double or Nothing.
Yeah, Double or Nothing. So maybe you could still get to Ospreay.
You can still get to Ospreay, but I don't know if the right answer is Swerve or meeting Ospreay. I mean, unless you have Hangman beat Swerve at Double or Nothing, and then you do a quick flip. To Ospreay, I mean, we're fantasy booking here, but you know that's not how AEW.
A little hot potato.
AEW doesn't do hot potato that much.
Yeah, I feel like they need to do hot potato this year, at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, why not? It makes it more fun. I feel like when hot potato is done the right way, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. So where are we? You want to do a Q&A?
All right. Yeah. Let's do a Q&A. Guys, get your questions ready. Yeah. I know. Guys, get your questions.
You
ready.
Have no questions. You have no questions. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always have a question, MG. Do you have a question, MG? Can we share this story? Since it's April Fool's, can we share the story of what happened to you 3 years ago?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm saving that for a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it is April Fool's. It is the anniversary of what happened.
It is the anniversary. Oh, man, I wish it was on Mat Men. We could have talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, we could still talk about it, but it is the April 1st anniversary.
Yeah, when Jonathan almost got me arrested.
Yeah, Jonathan almost got you arrested.
In my driveway.
And I was the first person to get the phone call.
And nobody believed it. Nobody fucking believed it. You guys. You know who didn't? You know who also didn't believe it? My lawyer that I was on the phone with right before this happened.
Yeah, because it was April Fool's.
Yeah.
And it sounds
and
so
he was
made
loaded
up.
At dinner. He was loaded at dinner.
All right, we got a couple of questions here.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Anything and everything you want to ask, I will attempt to answer it.
Personal questions are okay, depending on the subject matter.
personal
grooming habit questions are okay. This is from Joel Torres Luna. Does the Owen Hart Cup start in Dynasty?
I don't think so. Does it? I actually have this. Hold on. Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
I just asked.
I feel like they briefly mentioned it on air that they would add matches for the
next week. I assume next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's after. It would have to be. The bracket probably gets unveiled, but I think it's all starting next week.
Yeah. Okay. So next week. Let's see. What do we got here? This is from Maddie P. Where is Britt Baker?
Great question. That situation has been fascinating.
Yes.
There's something. It's not my story to tell, but there's something.
Oh, interesting. Let's see. What do we got here? This is from Boris. Do AEW have creative beyond All In sorted?
Yeah. Yeah, because they know where they're going after that. They have to. You got to know because they know where they're going for All In. I mean, they know the plan for that. They know how much is riding on the success of that show. Right now, it's outfitted for 18,000 people in that baseball stadium. And the stadium fits about 40,000 and they have about 12,000 tickets sold and they're moving around 20 tickets a day right now. So if they continued on the path that they're moving, I think it's over 20. If they continue on the path because there's about 100 days, give or take, 99 days, 98 days, I think obviously that average is going to not be the thing. It's going to pop for a while when they announce some of these matches, but that gets you to like 15,000 people. And I think that would be a total failure for the show. 18,000, I don't think is a great number, but once you're in the 20s, if you have like 24,000 people in that building, that's a great, that's really a decent number to start with.
Sure. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Armand, will you be going to Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor in Atlantic City? To quote Andrew, Jersey, yuck.
Yuck.
I don't think we'll be going to that one.
No. I do like the Jersey Shore, though. I am a fan of Belmar, and I love going to all those bars there. Bar A and DJs, and it's an experience.
You're not an Atlantic City guy.
I'm not. Right? I'm not a big casino guy. No.
Yeah, you're not a casino guy, which I think is interesting. Like, I'm not a big casino. I truly love casinos, but I'm not a gambler, if that makes sense.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, people think I like being in a casino. Yeah, I could see that. I like being in a casino, but I don't like to gamble. I'll do $20 on slots, and that's it. That's my limit.
And I'm like, God, this is a scam.
Yeah. And I usually come out on top. Millennial Noob, if Asuka returns, do you see her go after the women's tag titles, or do you see her turn heel on Io Sky and Damage Control?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know her creative. I don't know what they're planning. I know that, she's great as a singles. It just depends on what the company, who the company's positioning at the time.
WrestleMania, the night after WrestleMania, Asuka. Yeah.
I know her and Kairi Sane are back at the PC training, so they're on their way back.
Yeah, Kairi looks great, too. She looks incredible.
Let's see here. What is happening from Ed Toro? What is happening with Mariah May? Is she going to resign to AEW? Is she going to resign to AEW?
I don't know. I hope she does, but I have to tell you, I mean, when you look like her and you work like her, everybody wants you.
Right.
So I don't know what's best for her. I think her being in AEW, she'll benefit more, obviously. They've really helped catapult her. And her and, I mean, that was one of the best women's programs I've seen in a very, very long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and they both worked really hard. I think she'll be successful wherever she goes or whatever she does. You know, Mariah is incredible. Right. So,
I think that's the bottom line. You know, like she will be successful wherever she goes.
Yeah.
Christian Ramos, is Mariah May staying? We just answered that.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's from Brian Knight. Does Anthem have an actual plan for TNA?
If you asked them, they would probably say yes. I don't know what they're doing right now with it, because obviously they're on a channel that nobody has access to, no pun intended.
Right.
It's their property. It helps their own station with their ads. So I don't see them moving anywhere, but the WWE marriage, you know, whatever this is, this relationship with WWE, it's definitely dictating some things.
Right.
I don't know if the releases had anything to do with it. You know, like, here's a question. Is Gail Kim likely going to WWE or AEW? Wherever she goes, they will benefit. Because she's done way more than just wrestle, obviously. She trained. She did a talent relation. She was agenting. So that was a big surprise. I think it was more cost-cutting than anything else. But I've heard nothing but positivity about Gail.
Is it possible for her to get fired from TNA and hired for NXT?
Yeah, I mean, she could. She could. I don't know how she feels about WWE right now, because you know she obviously had a bad feeling about them.
Right.
They had no idea what to do with her, huh?
Very strange. Yeah.
Very strange things, because she stood out.
Yes.
And when she debuted, it was a big deal when she showed up.
She stood out in an era where it was still very much diva-centric.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't really the diva, like, she wasn't that person.
Right, which I think added to her mystique.
Yeah.
And, you know, her in-ring was fantastic. A weird move, right? And we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Any chance of the women's tag titles?
In AEW? I know that they've discussed it. You know, it's just so many titles.
Right. Too many.
It's so many titles. So do you want to have another title here? I don't know if it does anything. Do you need a women's title? A tag title? I think you should, considering the fact that you have two shows and you have a lot of female talent. You could do it. If you're keeping everything parallel, I don't know.
Right. But I do think that if you're going to add a women's tag title, you need to take away something.
But you know what's funny is that, what would you take away? The women only have the TBS and the world title.
Is the TBS title still a valid?
Yeah, because Mercedes has it.
Because Mercedes has it right now. Yeah. What if that gets combined with the world title?
I think they want to keep the TBS because it creates a secondary title for them to have for a top like Mercedes, who would be, you know, Mercedes wouldn't have a title right now.
Right. Okay.
She'd only have a New Japan title and whatever else she has, you know, the Rep Pro or whatever it is, the British champion, heavyweight champion.
Is TK staying in the weeds during football season?
He's always staying in the weeds during football season.
Now this is from Maddie P, but now that her story with Tony is done, what's next for Mariah?
Yeah. That's a good question. And this is a good measurement, right? Like this is how my marketing brain works. I'm like, I've had four questions about Mariah. That says something.
I wouldn't mind her feuding with Mercedes, to be honest. Go for
her. Mercedes would be really good. You know, not having Britt in a high position is also kind of affecting that top tier for the women's roster, because right now Megan Bain is with Tony. So you have Tony, you have Megan that you're saying is, you know, up there. You have Mercedes in her own thing. Athena, she's now, you know, being positioned with Mercedes. Sure. And I'm really into that. I think that'll be great. Just, You gotta make it solid. You gotta continue the momentum that Tony has built for that roster.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Storm.
Yes, not Tony Khan. here's a good question for you, Andrew.
Yeah.
TK hires you for $3 million to jumpstart the marketing department. Where do you begin?
Oh man.
Oh, you know how many times made him horny.
Oh man. Where would I begin? I would totally revamp their socials.
Yes.
I would present it
I'd get rid of whoever's running their socials.
Their socials is not great.
Their socials is a little wink. Great. I don't think they should get rid of anybody who runs their socials.
I would revamp the. When I'm saying revamp, I'm not saying firing anybody. I'm saying I would probably implement more of a modern approach rather than posting on social media the way that they're doing. I would change that. I would listen. Guerrilla marketing works. Local marketing really works. I would up the local marketing astronomically.
Can we quickly chat about the thing we always chat about? That first Grand Slam, there were posters all over the city, all over the city,
and the stencil everywhere. The stencil outline all over Midtown Manhattan. If you were walking down Manhattan, it said AW Dynamite Grand Slam, Arthur Ashe Stadium with the date. Right, all over Manhattan, it was stenciled on the cement.
Every year after that, nothing.
I think they got it. They got to do a better job at looking at overall indicators and not whatever they feel is, you know, whatever the hardcore fan is asking for. I think they're on the right track. I mean, a lot of the complaints that I had about them last year or 2 years ago is kind of going out the window. These smaller venues are helping the show. They're presenting it better. They have better people in key positions. They've gotten organized now on the corporate side. There's not a one answer here, but you also, something you need to consider that WWE does a great job at is controlling the narrative when it comes to the perception of the company.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And there are a lot of things that you could do. And AEW is not doing those to control the narrative for the perception, because if you really look at it, it's like 20 or 30 guys, girls that are fueling this negativity, right?
Exactly.
And you have to combat that always. And many companies do. You know, it's not just TV. Apple does it. Google does it. Microsoft does it. They're able to fight the negative perception by having a very strong propaganda arm.
Yes.
You know, you gotta be a little dirty with this stuff. And I think they don't have that implemented. It's not in their culture. You know, fortunately for them, because it's not in their culture, but unfortunately for them, it's not in their culture.
That's a good way to put it.
You know, I'm a fucking shark when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to marketing, like you have to attempt everything and anything to A, make sure people realize that your brand is a big deal. I think they need more crossover. I definitely think that the Costco guys was a major success for them.
Oh yeah.
Make it into a joke, but I don't think people realize how much, you know, how many eyeballs that normally don't traditionally would have watched.
Exactly.
And that's a
exactly.
positive. As far as, you know, a publicity stunt that works. It just they got to keep the momentum and they need important people on their side that are propagating the fact that AEW is great, right? Their words, not mine. AEW is great, and this is why.
Right.
Also, you know, unfortunately for them, WWE is the hottest that they've been in a decade at least.
And WWE has the strongest propaganda arm.
Yeah, the Ministry of Propaganda over there. Yeah.
As far as wrestling goes, you know, like you get sucked in, you know, it's hard not to get sucked in. Look how Raw and SmackDown start. You have that graphic where everybody's face is on there and you hear Triple H say then, now, and forever. And you're like, oh, this is great. You know?
Yeah.
Let's do a couple more because I believe we both have to get out of here.
We both have to get out of here.
Is there any serious talk about adding another hour of AEW TV, even YouTube or streaming?
There's serious talk regarding Ring of Honor getting something. I don't know what, because I've never heard anybody talk about it to me personally. Yeah. I just, you know, rumors and stuff. I know that's a goal. They do want Ring of Honor to get a good, decent TV. I wouldn't add anymore. I wouldn't add anymore. Their hands are full to begin with, you know? Yeah. It is, what I do find interesting is that on the go home for All In,
yeah,
is a Thursday, and it'll be live on TBS, apparently.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So they are playing with certain things. The bigger story would be moving that show from Saturday.
Yeah, for sure.
Because next year, you know, they lose the NBA. So you have opening now on Thursdays. So why not move them on Thursday? Immediately, you're going to see a big, big jump in that viewership.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. This is a good one. Brian Knight. Why are European crowds better than American crowds? What can American fans learn from European fans?
You know,
wacky chants.
But I have to tell you, I it is a little exhausting. The chants. I think it's different viewing habits. You know, where they don't get the product. This product, especially, they don't get it every week. You know,
they appreciate it more, and they go bananas for it.
They appreciate it more, and they go. But that is true for most American content outside of America. When you take, you know, look at football in Europe. You bring football to, you know, London, and it does a sellout every time. You bring baseball, it does huge. That's because they're hungry for content. Yeah. They're hungry for live events.
They also, it's on in the middle of the night mostly for them. So not everybody gets to watch it.
Yeah.
In normal viewing hours.
Yeah. But I think they've done a great job. WWE's done a great job at reestablishing their European viewership. Since going global, everything has changed for them.
Did you not like the Roman Reigns chants?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was silly. I think Roman was over it, too.
That SmackDown was pretty fantastic. I gotta say, like, that was a really good, we didn't even talk about it, but what a great moment between Paul Heyman and Punk.
Yeah.
Legit tears, huh?
But what is the favor?
Title shot.
Eventually, but I don't know. I'm curious about what that favor is. Maybe he turns on Roman, and that's how Punk wins.
John Cena, CM Punk for the title at SummerSlam.
Oh boy. That's going to happen.
How much would you love that? How much would you love that?
It's going to happen. They definitely want to work together, so they got to get there.
Yeah.
They got to get there. All right. Do we have anything else, or we're done?
We got a couple more, but right, I think we should
go. All right. Let's go. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Yeah, we got to get out of here. We both need it. All right, guys. Love each and every one of you. We'll be back next week with another show. If you want more Andrew and Rich, are we on Thursday this week?
Let's do it, man. I love this Thursday move.
All right. Let's do it. Thursday. We'll be on Thursday again this week, not Friday. So join us on Thursday for Matt Men, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast is the page. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.